Alrighty, guys, welcome in. Pardon Murph's Fantasy, your boy Nolan Murphy here with you for week four. Crazy Rams-Vikings shootout last night in the Coliseum. The Rams look like the greatest show we've ever seen in Hollywood. Jared Goff is one of those fantasy quarterbacks not a lot of us saw coming, but with those offensive weapons, Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks are must-start every week. I'm going to let the jury be out on Cooper Kupp. I know he has a lot of touchdowns, including two last night through the first four games. I believe it's three touchdowns through the first four games. But Cooper Kupp, in my mind, is still the third receiver in Los Angeles. Let's get into waiver wire weekends, though. This is where I have you pick someone up for this week that you're actually going to use next week. Our first one, Andy Dalton. I love him against the Falcons this week. And if you look at the Bengals' next five overall games, this was pointed out to me by our CEO, Charlie Chichler, after this week, Dolphins, Steelers, Chiefs, Buccaneers, and then the Saints. That is juicy fantasy football matchups as long as AJ Green stays healthy. Marcus Murphy, not my brother, but he may get a lot of playing time again this week if no LeSean McCoy for the Bills against the Packers. And then Ryan Grant. Andrew Luck has not really shown us the deep ball so much this year. We saw actually Jacoby Brissett have to come in week three and throw a Hail Mary, but Ryan Grant may be developing into the number two guy as a receiver, had a touchdown in week three. I like him a lot for the Colts. Red zone game of the day, we're sticking with Andy Dalton. Falcons, Bengals. The Falcons are so beat up on defense. They've already lost Deion Jones. They already lost Keanu Neal, and they lose Ricardo Allen last week. The Bengals defense okay. Matt Ryan is going to pile it on as usual. Yards, not the greatest red zone threat, but I like Falcons. Bengals is my red zone game of the day. Prison inmate game of the week. Man, this has got to be any game that Sam Darnold's in right now. The rookie quarterback just does not have a lot of weapons. I've already dropped Robbie Anderson in a lot of fantasy football leagues. And the Jags, if Leonard Fournette plays, they'll probably pound the ball and be low scoring, but only scoring 6 points last week against the Titans is a little concerning. I like Blake Bortles in this matchup as a streaming option, and if TJ Yeldon is able to go, I would also start him in some matchups. Murphy's Law: do not get sucked into betting the Dolphins this week. They're 7-point dogs. They haven't beat the Patriots in 10 years in Foxborough. Tom Brady and the Patriots will return to form. The Murphy's Law is something you just got to avoid this week, famously named by my boy Bruce Keegan. Already our DraftKings lineup. We're going to go Andy Dalton at the quarterback position. So far this year, Andy Dalton, 8 touchdowns, and entering week 4 across the NFL, the most ever completions, the highest completion percentage at over 65%, and the most touchdown passes at 168. Those are all NFL history records through 3 weeks of the NFL. And what does that tell me? There's a lot of quarterback depth. Yes, we know that, but no, you do not need to start Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson every week in your DraftKings lineup or in your fantasy lineup. There's a lot of value to be had. At the running back position, I'm going with the Auburn rookie, Kieron Johnson. Congrats, he had his first ever 100-yard game, and it seemed like the first ever 100-yard game for the Lions since Barry Sanders retired. Really, it was 2013, Reggie Bush, but no Sean Lee for the Cowboys on Sunday. I like the Lions, actually, to win this game as well against the Cowboys. At my other running back position, I'm going to go Marcus Murphy at the moment. He is a low-value guy for the Bills. This is all really tentative on if Shady McCoy is able to play against the Packers. At wide receiver, Will Fuller. He's a beast when Deshaun Watson's in the lineup. Fuller last year had a ton of touchdowns in the 4 games he played with Deshaun Watson, and he's got 100 yards and a touchdown in back-to-back games. Also at wide receiver, Jarvis Landry. The Raiders have been hurt a lot by the pass in 2018. They may continue and go 0-4. That'd be crazy. I don't expect a huge game out of Baker, but juice is Baker's go-to threat, and he always, I feel like, gets you 80 yards, 8 catches, and if he slips in a touchdown, that's huge value. And at the other wide receiver position, the Bucs defense has been awful against opposing receivers. I like Allen Robinson over 75 yards receiving in all 3 games this year. At the tight end position, I'm going to go Zach Ertz. I'm paying up for Zach Ertz. The tight end position is really tricky right now in fantasy. No Jordan Reed, as the Redskins are on a bye this week, along with the Panthers. We're still missing Greg Olsen. But I think Zach Ertz, depending on, it looks like no Alshon Jeffrey, he is Carson Wentz's go-to guy. He could go over 100 yards easily against the Titans. And then at the flex position, I'm going with the stack here, AJ Green. As long as he is healthy and active on Sunday, we saw him have that 3 touchdown first half 2 weeks ago on Thursday Night Football against the Ravens for the Bengals, and I love in any DraftKings lineup, you always got to go with a stack. And then at defense, I'm going with the Patriots. Yes, this is nuts. The Patriots have looked awful on defense so far this year, but it's Ryan Tannehill heading into Foxborough, and we all know I'm a Dolphins hater. Couple questions coming in. CEO Charlie Trutchler, he wants to know, Cleveland or New Orleans at defense? I'm actually going to go with the Saints. I think this game will be very similar to a one we saw a couple years ago, Giants-Saints. It was actually very low scoring at MetLife in New Jersey. Everyone thinks this is going to be a really high scoring game, but I think the Saints defense finally starts to look a little bit more like the 2017 version we saw. Some key inactives right now. Got to make sure you're looking at Leonard Fournette, Randall Cobb, and Josh Gordon. But right now, if you're starting Randall Cobb or Josh Gordon in a fantasy football league, you are in trouble at wide receiver. There's a lot of other options out there, whether it's Mike Williams for the Chargers. He had a big game last week. Or maybe, you know, if it's Tyler Lockett, even with Doug Baldwin potentially coming back, Tyler Lockett's been a big deep ball threat for Russell Wilson so far. Mount Murph Pius pick of the week. This is the Mount Murph Pius pick of the week. You got to lock it in. It is the risky bet of the week. Packers, Patriots, Charger, teasers. The Packers and the Patriots and the Chargers, they're all playing inferior teams. Yes, I know the Dolphins are undefeated, but Packers, Patriots, Chargers, if you can give me that any day of the week, I'm going to take that in a teaser. And then also, Giants, Cardinals, Raiders. This is a three-team parlay. Underdogs, all underdogs at home. I always like that. So I'm going to go Giants, Cardinals, Raiders to cover in a three-team parlay. Looking at a couple games, Dolphins, Patriots. Albert Wilson, I think about maybe starting him at the flex. He had a big game last week. Eagles at the Titans. Jay Ajayi wants to play with a broken back. That does not sound good. All Titans pass catchers right now are a stay away just because Marcus Mariota literally is dealing with nerve damage in his hands. Texans at the Colts. This could actually be a very high-scoring game. Maybe we finally see that 3-4 touchdown game out of Andrew Luck. The Colts secondary has looked a little better this year, but I think Deshaun Watson probably has 3 touchdowns, maybe adds one on the ground, and Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins are a must-start as always. Bills at the Packers. Man, Aaron Rodgers looks hurt. I can't even tell you the last time I feel like the Packers got out to a big lead at Lambeau and won in a route. I think it's going to be Sunday. The Bills, yes, they had the upset of the century last week against the Vikings, being 17-point underdogs. I like Devontae Adams in this game, and I like starting Aaron Jones because we heard Aaron Rodgers earlier this week. He really wants Aaron Jones to be more involved in the Packers offense. Lions of the Cowboys, Golden Tate is a must. Kenny Golladay is probably a must. The Cowboys are really worrisome right now. The only guy I would start on offense for them is Ezekiel Elliott. You can't start Tavon Austin. You cannot start Allen Hurns. And I think the Lions actually win this game down in Big D. Buccaneers at the Bears. No way on Trubisky. I had cool off on Fitzmagic, but I'd probably start Mike Evans. That's a no-brainer. Peyton Barber, I dropped him in a lot of leagues this week. That's a little discouraging. The Bears defense is just so good. I'd even think about maybe streaming the Bears defense. As good as Fitzmagic has looked, the Steelers defense is not good, and they were even able to get some turnovers last week. I think the Bears win that game. Seahawks at the Cardinals, Josh Rosen's first ever start. I like Russell Wilson a lot in this game, and I also like starting Chris Carson. I think he's the lead back right now in Seattle. Browns at the Raiders. Baker Mayfield's getting a lot of attention this week, but rookie quarterbacks struggle in their first ever start on the road. The Raiders probably get their first win, and if they don't, only John Gruden wouldn't be on the hot seat. I like Derek Carr a lot in this game. As good as the Browns have looked on defense, Derek Carr at some point has got to get some chemistry going with Amari Cooper. Couple more minutes here. Pardon Murph's Fantasy, under 10 minutes, part of the Snow Tap Podcast Network. Follow me on Twitter at @TheNolanMurphy, and make sure Sunday, get on Instagram Live around 11:45 noon, world's fastest pregame show. Under 5 minutes, we'll answer all your questions live. It's the biggest hit in terms of fantasy football pregame shows, I believe, on Instagram. Ravens at the Steelers. Steelers play really good at home. I expect a pretty similar Big Ben performance that we saw last week. I would fade James Conner. He has struggled kind of, you know, getting those big runs. I don't expect Le'Veon Bell to come back at any time. Then Monday Night Football, Chiefs at the Broncos. We finally get to see if the Chiefs are for real on offense. The Broncos have a good defense. Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, Chris Harris Jr. I still think this is high scoring. I actually like starting both Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman at running back. Subscribe to the Snow Tap Podcast Network. Rate us. You can get us on Spotify, iTunes, wherever Charlie's put us up, maybe Stitcher, who knows. Thanks again for tuning in.